Since the 2016 election, pundits and politicians have furiously debated the newly scrambled political map of the U.S. One trend that did not change, though, almost every big urban county voted for Democrats. Texas's third biggest county, where Fort Worth is the county seat, bucked that trend. Tarrant County became the most conservative metropolitan county in the country. Voters there gave Donald Trump the widest margin of victory than any of the 20 largest counties in the U.S. Tarrant has long been a GOP powerhouse, but it wasn't always that way. KERA's Christopher Connolly took a look at how Tarrant County got so red and where it might go from here.
When Steve Hollern got involved in politics, it was 1975. A little movie called Jaws had been a blockbuster hit that summer. Sony had just introduced its new Betamax technology, and this was all over the radio.
Love will keep us together.
Hollern was living in Fort Worth. He was 35, an accountant, and he wasn't especially interested in politics. Then he heard someone new on the airwaves. Ronald Reagan.
And I kept listening to Reagan on the radio. He had a little three-minute program called Viewpoint at 8:20 every morning just as I was getting to the office. And I thought to myself, well, we need someone like that in politics, not these politicians.
Hollern volunteered for Reagan's first presidential campaign. In the 70s, Tarrant County, like most of Texas, was dominated by Democrats. The county had only one Republican lawmaker, but starting with Reagan's rise, that began to change.
When Reagan ran, a lot of conservative Democrats crossed over into the Republican primary. A lot of pro-life people, Roe v. Wade being only a few years old, had gotten active in politics that hadn't been there before.
In the late 80s, Hollern was named chairman of the Tarrant County GOP. Republican gains accelerated. In 89, nine sitting judges, all Democrats, switched parties. When Hollern stepped down 10 years later, some 90% of Tarrant County office holders were Republicans. The strength of the party, he says, was that there was room for moderates and conservatives on a wide range of issues.
In trying to be sure that the party was representative of a broad swath of people, we were able then to sustain that at the polling sites.
Texas Christian University political scientist Jim Riddlesberger says as Republican strength surged in Tarrant County, so did the population in the suburbs.
As the 80s shifted to the 90s, all of a sudden the growth in that northeastern corridor around Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, Hurst-Euless-Bedford, and to some degree the growth in Arlington as well, made Tarrant County flip to the Republican Party.
The party has held the county ever since. Today, that stretch of Tarrant County suburbs is home to a new wave of energetic conservative activists. At the Northeast Tarrant Tea Party's first monthly meeting of 2017, several dozen people, mostly white and older, gather in a suburban community center.
Okay, so first-time guests. Do we have anybody that's here for the first time? And Bob, do we have something for them?
The Northeast Tarrant Tea Party has grown from a handful of political novices in 2009 to one of the most powerful organizations in Texas politics. Julie McCarty helped found the group because she was frustrated by the party establishment. She says the Republican Party's big tent approach captures too many politicians who fail to uphold conservative values.
We're the most conservative area of Texas. Why are we settling for this?
In 2012, the Northeast Tarrant Tea Party helped oust four state representatives and replace them with some of Texas's most conservative lawmakers. More successes followed, their influence continued to grow, and now McCarty says the group is increasingly focused on local offices.
Tarrant County is a mess. It's a mess. It is run by a lot of liberal people, and we've got their names written down, and we know who we're going to run against them.
Those liberal people McCarty's talking about? Many of them are Republicans. Well, McCarty envisions a much redder Tarrant. The county's lone Democrat in Congress sees an opportunity for his party. Mark Vesey says more moderate Republicans in the county are uncomfortable with this rightward shift.
I think that it's going to put Democrats in a good position to finally start making inroads in Tarrant County. I'm not saying that we're going to win Tarrant County yet, but I do think that we're going to be in the best position that we've been in a long, long time.
And with an incoming President Trump, Vesey says Tarrant County could fall more in line with other urban counties around the country by going blue someday. For the Texas Standard, I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.